one thing you need to know about wiretapping is that if law enforcement does it without probable cause and a warrant, it's probably unconstitutional. That's from a 1967 Supreme Court case called Katz. Shortly after that, Congress enacted Title III, which governs procedures for wiretapping and electronic surveillance. In an ordinary criminal investigation, Title III requires two things. First, a statement of probable cause. But in addition to that, a statement that this is probably the only way that this evidence can be obtained. But under Title III, those requirements don't apply to national security-type surveillance. The problem is, even after Title III, the executive branch continued to engage in electronic surveillance of Americans based on their political opinions, but under the guise of national security. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, or FISA, was actually intended to create more rigorous procedural requirements for this kind of surveillance. Originally under FISA, obtaining a warrant was something like the criminal process. The requests were individualized. You had to show necessity, and you had to show either a foreign power or an agent of a foreign power. Now, after a series of amendments, when it comes to a non-U.S. person overseas, you don't need any probable cause at all. And unlike the criminal courts, FISA courts are almost completely conducted in secret. Title III wiretaps in ordinary criminal cases are generally difficult to obtain, especially when compared to the low standard and the secrecy in the FISA courts.